Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Jonathan Colton is a singer-songwriter, fan cruise operator, public radio one-man house band, and internet personality, if in fact that is still a thing. In 2005, the Yale-educated computer programmer pledged to release one song per week for a year, to prove to himself that he could be creative on a deadline, and to see whether a professional artist could use the internet and Creative Commons to support themselves.
Wake up, the day's begun. Reach out and take the sun. Shine it on the face of a sweet dream and make it come true.
A hair more than a decade and a good many musical and other types of adventures later, Jonathan Colton is releasing a new full-length album tomorrow on Super Ego Records. The album is entitled Solid State. Super Ego Records is Amy Mann's label, and Jonathan Colton is opening for her on tour in support of the Solid State release and that of her new album, Mental Illness. When the tour was at the Egg in Albany earlier this week, Colton came by the studio to speak with me. Jonathan Colton, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having me here.
It's absolutely my pleasure. It's an album, and there's a graphic novel.
Yes.
And I thought rather than me try to explain where they meet, you could do that for us.
Sure. First of all, I have to apologize for having released a concept album with a companion graphic novel in this day and age. It feels a little presumptuous and crazy to do such a thing. But yeah, it's I would say the story is about the internet and about internet culture and my I will say disillusionment with how it has gone in the last few years. There was of course my career wouldn't exist without the internet, right?
Right.
And it was a wonderful time.
I mean, maybe it would.
But certainly I was launched in no small part because of the internet. And so those early days were exciting. We were breaking down walls and connecting with each other. And it seemed like there was this glorious future ahead of us. And then somewhere it took a very dark turn. And now, you know, internet trolls have basically taken over the White House. And so Solid State is my meditation on what happened and what I think we need to do to fix it.
And what do you think we need to do to fix it?
As an internet utopianist, I sort of believe that technology was just going to fix us and bring us together. But really what it has done is I think it has augmented every aspect of us. And as the entire world has joined into the conversation, it's wonderful because everybody has a voice, but it's also terrible because everybody has a voice. And I think it's a new tool, a new technology, a new means of communication, and I don't think we've really figured out how to use it yet. A lot of us are not very nice there. And so I hate to put it so simply, but I really think that what we need is more empathy and understanding and kindness and more ability to connect with other humans that are not like us.
But I imagine you aren't sure how to get people to do that.
No, it's not as though... Not
right,
as
you're
though
not
I,
here with the answers.
It's not as though I know the answer. But, I do think that this feeling that I'm having that, oh my gosh, the internet has become a terrible, toxic place, is not the end state of our relationship with this technology, and that it is an extremely painful growing pain, and that I already feel like we are learning a lot now that we are able to hear each other. And it's kind of terrible and painful, but I am hopeful that we will get there eventually. I don't know how exactly, but I think it only has to help, I think, eventually, long term.
Where does the graphic novel join the music? When did that happen? And what does it assist with?
So I wrote the album. I started writing the album, and I didn't think it was going to be a concept album. The concept arrived later, after I noticed that there were some themes that kept coming up. And some voices that I kept hearing and thinking, oh, that's kind of the same character from this other song. And then there was a day when I sat down and put all the songs on little slips of paper and shuffled them around and tried to figure out an order and if there was an arc of a story and how specific it was. And I wrote out an outline of what I thought the story was that I was telling. And then I had a couple of songs to write to fill in those gaps. And then I approached Matt Fraction, who is a friend of mine, who's a writer of graphic novels, who I think is fantastic and incredibly talented, and asked him shyly if he wanted to take my kludgy outline of a concept album story and turn it into a book. And he took the basic outline and he filled it in with a lot of details and a lot of human emotion and specific stuff that really unbelievably captured what I was thinking of. Not that I had those specifics in mind, but it really told the story that I wanted to be told. And it's very, you know, it's funny and poignant and sad, and it really gets to me. The book, I still tear up when I read the book. He did a fantastic job.
And that must be a strange and special feeling to give somebody pieces of something and have them give you back something in you, but you didn't know was there.
Yeah, it's a truly amazing experience. And the alternative is that I handed him this secret personal thing and he handed me back something that was not what I was talking about. And that,
right.
That would have been a difficult conversation. So yeah, I'm very grateful that it turned out the way it did. And I'm really proud of it.
Jonathan Colton is our guest. His new album, Solid State, and its companion graphic novel are available tomorrow. I want to bring some of the music in. Tell me about the song, All This Time.
All This Time is a song from the perspective of somebody who's living far in the future in a city that is controlled by machines. Life is ordered and comfortable. He dreams of escape via complete destruction. And he sort of fantasizes about an apocalypse coming and taking everything away. And how much free time he would have if that happened. And a little bit it's me thinking about my relationship with my iPhone.
Sure.
You kind of wish you would drop it in the toilet so that you would be able to read a book again.
10,700 days, we've been accident free. Practice my confident face, my parts depending on. Working hours fill the day. Spending credits when we stay at home.
That song actually became the jumping off point for Matt when he was writing the book. And in fact, I would say almost the first half of the book is an expansion of that song. So it follows this guy's day-to-day life. And he's got a friend who's a robot, and we see his job and his difficulties and his gradual growing feeling that he needs to get out of there.
Reds for focus, blues to not get upset. Wasters and complainers get what they get. All eyes watching.
That was part of All This Time from Jonathan Colton's new album, Solid State. You also made a very cool video for that song that we can't show on the radio, but I'm going to link with this on our website, wamc.org. The song, Your Tattoo, reminds me of a song from your previous album, Glasses. Mm. Is that fair, do you think?
It is about the same woman who is my wife.
So yes.
So yes, it is. And it is maybe a similar sentiment. Yeah, Your Tattoo was inspired by... My wife has a tattoo on the back of her left shoulder that she got when she was young. It's a tangle of vines and flowers. It doesn't mean anything to her, and she doesn't even remember why she got it, except that she wanted to have a tattoo.
Sure.
And so as the years have gone by, she's felt dumber and dumber about that tattoo, like it was just the idea of a tattoo. So when she was turning 40, she wanted to mark it in some way. And so she went to a tattoo parlor and got them to tattoo quotes around it, which I thought was a very funny solution to the problem. And
that's very funny,
right? It's very funny. And so that song is about, you know, love and things that change and things that stay the same, and you know, the way you get a tattoo as a young person and then you live with it your whole life whether you want it or not, and it changes in ways that you can't really predict, but it's always there with you, and you sort of come to love it anyway.
Black and blue, every time I lean into you, you think the words don't mean. So slow, so it's home instead. Memorize your scars in the bed, making me see stars in my head. Baby, you don't know. One rough summer and too much sun, the lines get blurry and the colors run, and the red bleeds out with the blue.
from beneath your shirt. Do you know I love your tattoo? Your tattoo.
I love both of those songs, Glasses and Your Tattoo. I kind of knew right away what they were saying, but then was like, I'm going to listen to all the words a number of times to make sure that I'm not hearing something I want to hear.
Yeah.
But it's like you wrote exactly what I want to hear in both of them.
Oh, that's very sweet.
As a love song to your wife. So
that's
great.
Very nice. Thank you. People forget to write love songs to their wives. They should.
Gray gives way to the deepest black. Promises you made and can't take back. Against your skin, do you know I love your tattoo? Your tattoo.
Your Tattoo by Jonathan Colton from his new album Solid State. The record comes out tomorrow. The next song, Pictures of Cats, is a perfect tune for an concerned internet experience.
I actually wrote that on the day that Robin Williams died. And I was feeling sad and I was just sort of scrolling through my Twitter feed and looking at everybody immediately having their takes on what it meant. And, you know, there's that thing that happens when there's bad news on the internet and you get sucked into it and you start reading about it and feeling bad about it. And then you start getting angry at people who feel about it a different way. And I was thinking, you know, it's a good idea to sometimes remember to practice a little self-care and shut that feed off and take yourself away from it and go to something that makes you happy, and obviously on the internet, that's pictures of cats.
So I am looking at pictures of cats. I am looking at pictures of cats. Two clones, so I'm pretending I'm far.
I love the lyric, I didn't want to be useless today, because it does happen without you choosing it and you lose hours in the spiral of learning what's going on out there.
Yeah, no, we all feel that. It's a powerful thing.
You have on your website the shirt description, official Solid State t-shirt. The text is a line from a song on the album called Don't Feed the Trolls. Blue only, zip it. I said blue only, which I found very funny because I know that with t-shirts, fans must be like, oh, I just wish this was in black or I wish it was in whatever thing. But I bring this up because I think that it means you write the text on your website.
I do. I absolutely do. Yes. Yeah. And I have a love-hate relationship with t-shirts. you know, of the merchandise items, they're the heaviest and the biggest pain in the neck to deal with because you have to deal with sizes and you have to deal with the style of it and the cut of it. And people, it's one of those things that everybody's got a complaint about your t-shirt. And it's, oh, how come you're using this brand? This brand is too tight on me.
Right.
How come you're not using this kind of ink? I wish you had, you know. And so yeah, that's sometimes my peevishness comes through in the copy I write on the internet, which is not something you're supposed to allow, but as part of my brand, a mild amount of peevishness is part of my brand.
Well, I think it's also like, why not just address it straight up? And it's it's funny and it's approachable.
Oh, thank you.
Do you like doing all of that stuff for your, as you called it, brand, with tongue in cheek, your brand?
Yes, yes.
Because it hasn't been taken away by a team of assistants or anything.
No, and I find, first of all, I enjoy writing. I like language and I like writing. And I don't get much of an opportunity to do it. It's fun to be able to find that voice and to, you know, have this conversational communication with eventual fans and customers. I don't know that I would trust anybody else to do it because it is for me, it is a very personal endeavor. I do sort of want to explain why it's only available in blue. it feels important to me to have that talk.
Another element of your career is you are a public radio compatriot.
Yes.
You are the house band for NPR's Ask Me Another, hosted by Ophira Eisenberg, which started in 2012, and I feel like it's still the new NPR show.
Well, that's public radio for you.
Yeah.
It's very long, and it's like tree time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What does that gig do for you? What do you like about it? And when you do, two-part question, and when you do a musical quiz, do you write them?
I'll co-write them? I'll take the first part first.
Great.
That is a really fun gig. Ophira is great. She is so funny and so quick. And having worked with her over the years, we've developed a kind of rapport with each other and a rhythm with each other that is very satisfying. And, you know, we have a script and we have questions that we're reading and contestants come up and then things happen and people are nervous and funny things happen in the quizzes and these running gags develop. And, you know, my favorite thing about that job is the opportunity to just stand on stage with another funny person and friend and just crack jokes about what's happening. It's really a blast. And everybody who works on that show is great. All the writers are great and the producers are great. Art Chung, Puzzle Guru Art Chung, also mm-hmm. fantastic and very funny. And no, I don't write the musical songs. I do a last pass on them, but because I'm not really a puzzle writer, I like to have puzzle writers write it because it is a bit of a skill to get.
Oh, sure. No, it's some of them are so complicated.
Well, yeah.
When they introduce them, I'm like, I have to hear the first answer. I have no idea.
I don't understand what's happening. I know. But the musical games in particular, if you're going to do lyrics that are a clue to something, you need to, you know, it needs to rhyme and be musical, but it also needs to get across the pieces that make it a good clue. So I let that stuff happen first. And they usually do a pretty good job with the rhyming and the jokes. And I give a little punch up before we record.
And you're on the road right now, touring with Amy Mann in support of your new album and hers. What's the schedule for Ask Me Another? You get to go when you need to go?
Well, unfortunately, I had to miss one of the shows in Brooklyn because of this tour. And there have been a few times when my duties as a professional rock star have forced me to miss a couple of Ask Me Another events. And that's a shame, but that's what you get when you have a Swiss cheese job schedule the way I do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Another project in progress and coming up, you are contributing songs, additional lyrics to the SpongeBob musical.
Yeah, that's right. I am doing that.
I know that musical development takes a very long time. Listeners to this show possibly rolling their eyes right now because it seemed like maybe we were going to get through a segment without me mentioning musical theater. But ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Here it is.
I'm not. It was already done somewhere. Chicago, maybe?
They had a sort of test run in Chicago. They have been, I don't know all the ins and outs of what's happening, but they've been waiting to put it up in New York. That's been a lot of fun. I was very flattered to be asked. They decided to write the music for the show by having a different artist write each song. And I'm very honored and flattered to be in that company. I mean, the other songwriters are Aerosmith and David Bowie and Cyndi Lauper.
The Flaming Lips.
And
Sarah Bareilles.
They might be giants. And Jonathan Colton, which seems like a mistake to me, but they they seem okay with it. So, yeah, I wrote a song that's the opening number.
That's a pretty good slot to be in.
It's a good slot to be in, absolutely. And then they also had me do some sort of lyric tweaks on the rest of the songs because, of course, as the show undergoes so many changes over the course of its development, and they didn't want to have to go back to all these artists each time. And it's also helpful to have somebody have a more cohesive view of what's happening across the whole show rather than a song-by-song thing. So I've been doing some tweaks of the other lyrics, which is also crazy. Like, here I am rewriting Cyndi Lauper. Seems crazy.
And cool,
yeah, absolutely.
How were you found for that? How did they approach you to do it?
You know, they just contacted me out of the blue, and I think the director was a fan, I guess is how it happened.
you seem surprised that you have any.
Listen,
but you know you do.
I know that I have fans, but I remain surprised and delighted that this is my life and my career. It's great.
We're going to go out with Don't Feed the Trolls.
Oh, great.
But before that, we didn't even talk about the title track.
We didn't even talk about the title track.
Or its reprise.
Yeah, let's talk about the title track.
Okay.
The title track, Solid State, was the moment when I knew this was going to be a concept album. It's when I had written that song. It seemed to sum up the album pretty well. And the title, Solid State, felt like a good title for the album. So I decided it was the title track. And my producer, Christian Kassan, who is also a great drummer and guitarist and plays a lot of the instruments on the album, He said, you know, you should reprise that song at the end, and then you'll have a little arc of some kind. And that's when the wheels started turning, and I started saying, well, what arc, you say? What could that arc be about? Yeah, for me, that song encapsulates my own torment and hope for where we're at with internet culture. The idea being that things on the internet have gotten very noisy and uncomfortable and crowded and frequently awful. And, you know, it's this technology that we clearly want to have in our lives and that we clearly need now, but it really feels like it's messing us up. Just looking back and thinking about the history of technology and how it has changed human culture, there's always a point where something arrives and it feels like it's spinning out of control and it's taking us somewhere we don't want to go and it's turning us into who we don't want to be. And I feel like the message of this song, which maybe doesn't fully sink in until you get to the reprise, but the idea that, yeah, it's messy and it's noisy and it can be terrible, but it is better than the alternative, which is not moving forward. And it's better than a solid state. It's better than a stasis.
Used to be the stars were too far away. Used to be the world didn't have much to say. Coming in close and talking at the same time. Small mistake, terrible crime. Using up the air, trying to set yourself on fire. Everybody there, pushing into one thin wire. But it's better than solid state.
And it's also kind of a reference to solid state technology, which was, you know, if you think about guitar amplifiers, people love tubes. There was a stretch of time when amps went digital and they started sounding very cold and brittle, and they lacked that warmth and that sort of ineffable quality of a guitar amp. And in fact, I think that's what we are on the internet. We are the tubes of the amp of the internet, if that makes sense. We're the thing that brings it warmth. We're the thing that turns it from just plain old cold brittle technology into something that has meaning. And it is our mistakes and imperfections that make it human and make us human.
To borrow a line from another of your songs, and when the bright lights find you, don't let your heart get lazy.
That's right.
When the bright lights find you, don't let your heart get lazy. Keep all the worst behind you. That stuff will make you crazy.
Jonathan Colton, congratulations on the record, and thank you again so much for making the time to talk with me.
Thank you.
Hello, operator. Please give me number 9. If you disconnect me, I think that would be fine, because all I can hear is talking. So much talking. Appreciate the outrage. I did the best I could. Thought about your think piece. I don't think it's any good. And anyway, I didn't read it. This stuff, 'cause it makes no sense. I just checked my privilege, and it looks fine to me.
Jonathan Colton's new album, Solid State, is available tomorrow, as is the companion graphic novel and official Solid State blue t-shirt. To learn more, visit jonathancolton.com. That link will be posted along with this interview and the video for All This Time at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.